God doesn't make mistakes. God does not waste, and everything has a purpose. And that includes in Scripture, where we believe the Holy Spirit of God is the author. And so there's a reason why everything is in there. And the Scripture scholars have been for centuries trying to unpack all of it. There's particular meaning behind numbers in the Bible. Why did it rain for 40 days in the time of Noah's flood instead of 39? Why did Jesus spend only 40 days in the desert instead of 41? We see 40 as a unit of time in Scripture, 146 different instances of it between the Old and New Testament, and more often than not, it was a time of testing and preparation. Testing because it might be difficult, but in preparation for something greater. Noah's flood, it was a baptism for the world. Yes, it was God's nuclear option. So many people were sinning against him, he was just going to start over. And only Noah and his family were going to be allowed to repopulate the earth. So that was definitely a test for many. But it was preparation for a fresh start and a new beginning. In the case of Jesus, 40 days in the desert, certainly a time of testing because he, freshly and newly minted as a baptized believer, has the Holy Spirit leading him out into that desert, and he spends the whole time under attack from Satan. But Jesus perseveres, trusts in the Lord, he survives that test, and it's in preparation for his ministry, where he will spend the rest of his life until he dies for us on the cross, letting Satan know his reign of terror in the hearts of humanity has come to an end. But we see so many other instances of 40 as a unit of time in the Bible, denoting a time of testing and preparation. Let's remember that Moses was in the desert with the Israelites for 40 years. While they were out there, Moses spent 40 days on top of Mount Sinai, fasting and praying, eating and drinking nothing, while God was writing the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments. We could flip over to the first book of Kings and we could see that Elijah spent 40 days fleeing for his life from Queen Jezebel, who wanted to murder him. But because he trusted in the Lord, he kept the faith, he didn't even die. Instead, he was taken up to heaven, riding on a chariot. This is our 40 days. This is our 40 days in the desert, our 40 days of being tested. Tested by ourselves, tested against ourselves, and how can we live a more disciplined life, not a slave to the senses, but rather a servant of God and his people. And through service, sacrifice, self-denial, prayer, fasting, penance, and almsgiving, we try to pass this test, to persevere in the faith. But God is also using this time as a means of preparation, preparing us for greater things to come, not only the glories of Easter, but that's always pointing us to the glory that awaits all of us in heaven. Just as St. Peter in the second reading defined Noah's flood as a baptism for the world, Lent is also a time for us to prepare for Easter when all of us are asked on Easter Sunday to renew the vows of our own baptism, to reject sin and profess faith. And just as the ark saved Noah and his family while the world was being baptized in Noah's flood, the church is our ark. The church is helping us to stay afloat. The church, the word of God it preaches to us, the sacraments it distributes to us, helps us to keep our heads above water and to keep us safe. And just as the ark went across the stormy seas of the world to the promise of dry land, the church is leading us across these stormy seas of life to the safe harbors of heaven. And that's why we need the church. That's why we need each other, so that we can be a source of encouragement during a time of testing and preparation, and a time when many of us will feel more tempted during this season than at any other point during the rest of the year. We're only 100 hours into Lent, but maybe some of you are already struggling to keep the resolves you made on Ash Wednesday. Perhaps some have already fallen. Perhaps others are afraid to make any resolves because you don't expect that you could withstand it anyway. That somehow that Twinkie or that beer is just going to find its way back into my hand, no matter how hard I fight against it. But if Jesus could resist Satan for his 40 days, we certainly can follow him. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and certainly our sacrifices will pale in comparison to the greater sacrifice God made when he sent his son to give his life to save us and to set us free. So let us be a source of encouragement to one another, that we might persevere during this time of testing these 40 days, so that we might know and believe that God is preparing us for the greatest things that we could ever possibly imagine. Beyond the glories of Easter, the glories of heaven, all of us will be there, we pray, one day and forever.